HD Smartcast.
You are listening to a Mint production brought to you by HD Smartcast.
Hello and welcome to Mint. I am Nasreen Sultana. I am an assistant editor at Mint. I keep a close track of all that is happening in the world of stock markets. You are listening to All Things Markets, where I speak to experts analyzing the big trends moving the stock markets. There is a growing concern about the rise of COVID cases and the second wave engulfing the country. Markets have lost around 8 to 9% from the record highs touched in February, while foreign institutional investors, or FIs, have turned net sellers of Indian equities for first time in 7 months. As more states have joined the worst affected state of Maharashtra in entering the quasi-lockdown, possibly hitting consumer demand and overall economic recovery, the question is, where are the markets headed now? Will corporate earnings revival reverse now? To discuss that, I'm joined by Pankaj Murarka, founder, Renasa Investment Managers. Hi, Mr. Murarka. Welcome to the show.
Thank you, Nasreen.
So there's a lot of uncertainty in the stock market, especially with the second wave engulfing the country and the lockdowns in a few major states like Maharashtra. Where do you think the stock markets are headed now? Of course, we are into a very volatile trade session. But besides that, where do you think we are heading now?
Sure, Nasreen. I think the second wave has raised some concerns and have made people nervous, but I don't think so we should worry too much about it, because we've seen all the developed economies have gone through the second wave and they've dealt with it. So that's part of the process of normalization of the virus. South Korea is going through the fourth wave. So I think virus will have its own evolution curve. So I don't think so that's a very big concern from a slightly more longer term perspective, though it might have some impact in the economy in the short term perspective. Coming back to markets, see, I think we need to understand that last year has been a phenomenal year from equity market perspective. Markets have been up by something like about 80-90%. So I think markets are in some sort of a consolidation mode where they want to spend some time. Though my firm belief is that we are in a bull market, I think markets will consolidate for the next few months. And from there on, we will begin the next leg of the up move in the market.
But if you see, we have already lost around 8 to 9% from the record highs that the benchmark Sensex and Nifty had touched in February. Does it concern you? Because at the same time, FIs are also on the sell-off mode. In the last 7 or 6 months, FIs were typically buyers and DIs were sellers. And that's what had supported the Indian markets. Now that FIs are probably missing in action, do you think that may create another hurdle?
Not really. See, we need to put that 9% correction in the context of the 90% gains that we've had in the last 1 year. So any sell-off in the market will be a correction in the long-term bull market. I don't think so that changes the long-term trend. And that's the nature of the beast when it comes to equity markets. It is a volatile asset class. And volatility is always a friend of a long-term investor because it gives you an opportunity to buy stocks at lower prices. So I'm not too concerned about the short-term volatility or pullback or correction, whatever you would like to call from a market perspective. As far as FIs are concerned, see, we also need to appreciate, Nasreen, that last year was the year where we received the second highest inflows from FIs that India has ever received in the last 20 years. So if they're taking some money off the table or some degree of profit booking, that's not a bad idea, because that will lead to some healthy correction and which will give opportunity for a lot of other investors who are waiting on the sidelines to step into the market. So I think the next few months, I reiterate, could be some sort of a consolidation where markets could be in a slightly broader range. But I still think that we are in a bull market. And so far, this has been a very ferocious bull market. I would think probably one of the most ferocious that I have seen in the last 20 years.
But do you believe this concern that definitely this is a bull market, but it lacks fundamental support? And as we are kind of trading towards a volatile session, there is earnings which need to probably testify the high valuations. Are you at all concerned about the lack of fundamental support, or you think that as we go ahead, the earnings will probably come by?
I think the genesis of this bull market is deeply rooted into fundamentals. Always bear in mind, Nasreen, that equity markets are forward-looking. They're discounting future earnings. So what today markets are reflecting is the potential earnings or the future earnings over the next 1 year, 2 years. And I think what we're essentially seeing is for whatever opening of the economy we saw in the middle of last year, there's been a very strong resurgence of demand across all segments of the economy. So our and my base case is that we're going to see one of very sharp rebound in earnings next year and over the medium term. Just to put things in context, as far as earnings are concerned, in fact, last 3 or 4 years have been years where India's earnings growth has been almost very modest. So if you put in context, it took 10 years to Nifty earnings to double from 250 rupees per share to 500 rupees per share between 2010 and 2020. And now we'll achieve the same thing in the next 5 years. So Nifty earnings will double in the next 5 years. So everything else remaining same, my view is that the returns that the Nifty index gave in the last 10 years should happen in the next 5 years, at least, if not more.
Okay. So what would be your basic confidence coming from? Basically, you're saying that the what Nifty achieved in 10 years, we're probably going to half it and get that kind of return in 5 years. So I would like you to point out the kind of growth sectors or growth indicators that you are expecting at the moment.
So one, we are very positive on the domestic economy. Our whole belief is that, you know, meaning this year, India will have a nominal growth of 16% or thereabouts, and probably which is the highest India has ever seen. Obviously, part of that comes because of the low base of last year. But we think the domestic economy is going to rebound very sharply. And more importantly, we think over the medium term, we will achieve, you know, 10% kind of a growth by 2025. So we are very optimistic on the domestic economy, and which is why we like sectors which are related to domestic economy. For example, we are very bullish or positive on autos as a sector. Commercial vehicles as a segment is going to see a very sharp rebound this year in terms of growth at something like 50% plus. And we think that sector can grow at about 30% CAGR over the next 3 years. Likewise, we are seeing very strong demand in passenger vehicles. We're equally bullish on discretionary consumption because people have been at home and there have been significant pileup of savings, which as lockdowns, as the economies open up, people will go out and spend. So we're very bullish on hotels and hospitality or on retail as a sector. Likewise, also we are seeing initial signs of green shoots in the economy as far as the investment side of the economy is concerned. And we are equally optimistic slightly from a more medium-term perspective on capital goods and engineering sector.
Very interesting. The sectors that you named, most of them are into contact economy or service economy, like your hotels and retail that you mentioned. I would like to still, you know, get back to the first question that we started the conversation about the lockdowns. Maharashtra contributes majorly to the economy, and we are facing a lockdown situation. There is business probably would be back to what we had seen last year around this time. Do you still think that the business operations may not be hit overall in the country?
I think there will be some impact, but I think this impact will be short term. It will not be a long lasting impact because look at it from this perspective. Last year at the same point of time, we had no clue whether we'll get a vaccine in place for this deadly disease. The good thing is now we have vaccine in hand and we've started the process of vaccination. The only thing we need to do is we need to accelerate that process. So I think there will be some short term impact, but slightly more medium term to longer term. I remain very optimistic on the outlook for businesses. And also a lot of these companies, you know, have used this last 1 year crisis as an opportunity in terms of getting their businesses more leaner and much more, making it much more efficient. So as economies open up and things return to normalize, our base case is that probably in the second half of this year, we'll achieve normalization. Then I think these businesses will do phenomenally well. Having said that, I must also say, I also remain optimistic or very bullish on the internet sector in India. because we think we've reached some sort of an inflection point in terms of penetration of smartphones in India. Data consumption in India has been growing at 40% CAGR for the last 4 years. So I think the internet economy in India is just got started. We are at the very early stage of the evolution of that economy. And over the next decade, I think that's one segment which will have exponential growth.
Hmm. As you mentioned about the earnings, I wanted to ask you about the cost rationalization that most companies had probably able to bring in their balance sheet in the last 3 quarters, and of course in the fourth quarter also, the commodity prices had increased, but most of the companies had a tight control on the cost and the budgeting. Going forward, do you think that because we are expecting the economy to open up once again, once we have a better control on the virus, do you think the cost control that we had so far, that may go out of hand, A, because commodity prices are anyways higher up, employee costs would obviously rise, and there would be other ancillary prices like your rents and internet prices, a cost for the company. What do you think the earnings would look like in the next 3 to 4 quarters?
I think you're right that companies have used this crisis to make their businesses more efficient, and some companies have optimized cost. But I think as economies open up, I'm very confident that companies will come back and invest very aggressively in their business. So they want to bring in more efficiency in their business, but at the same time, they want to invest aggressively. So I don't see significant cost cuttings from here on. And you're right, some of those costs, especially travel and tourism cost, which has been cut for corporates and as well as for consumers, will come back. And that industry, hospitality industry, has borne the brunt of it. Airlines globally this year will lose something like $100 billion because of constrained travel. So some of these things has had an impact, but I don't think so that they will have a significant impact going forward. As far as commodity costs are concerned, I think so far the rise in commodity has been manageable, and companies have been able to manage that partly through efficiency gains and partly through some passing on some cost to the consumers by taking price hikes. And hopefully commodity prices should have some retracement as supply side issues globally are addressed, because part of the rise in commodity prices is also to do with constrained supply side globally. And as economies open up, I think commodity prices should moderate. So I don't see that as a very significant risk at this point of time.
Okay. One last question before we wind up this conversation is, what are the few things that you would be looking forward to in the March quarter earnings? We have just started with the earnings season. Only IT companies, two IT companies, TCS and Infosys. But what are the big themes or big factors that you would be looking for in this quarter?
So we are looking forward to a couple of things. First, we are clearly looking at, as far as financial sector is concerned, now the Supreme Court has lifted the moratorium on NPAs. So we really want to see what kind of incremental NPAs that some of the larger banks have, because now they'll have to declare the NPAs which were under moratorium so far. So how big an impact COVID has had in terms of banks' asset quality is one factor that we're clearly looking forward to. Secondly, more importantly, what we are looking forward to is clearly COVID has led to a tectonic shift in terms of consumer behavior and how the world will be. The world will be a very different place post-COVID. So how companies are gearing up in terms of their strategy to make the, to capitalize on the opportunities that will emerge in the post-COVID world, and what are their investment plans to, capitalize on those opportunities. So these are some of the key things that we are looking forward to, because we believe that Indian economy will rebound very sharply over the next 2 or 3 years as economies unlock. And more importantly, we are seeing some very good pickup in exports from India, because this whole China plus one strategy has become very strategic for Fortune 500 companies globally, where companies want to rebase or shift part of their manufacturing to outside of China. And India plays a very important role there. And in order to accelerate those opportunities, the government has also announced the PLI schemes across various sectors. So we really want to see the traction on those in terms of companies willing to invest and acceleration in India's global trade.
Right. On that note, Mr. Murarka, thanks a lot for joining and sharing those insights. Thanks a lot.
Thank you, Nasreen. It's been a pleasure talking to you. Thank you very much.
For feedback, you can write to me at nasreen.s@lifemint.com or you can reach out to me on Twitter at Nasreen Story. You can also reach out to us at HT Smartcast. We are present on Facebook, Twitter, and Instagram. And to listen to more podcasts like this, you need to log on to www.htsmartcast.com.
This was a Mint production brought to you by HT Smartcast.
HT Smartcast.